Hello, I'm Kim McCurdy, and this is Natural News. Thanks for joining me today. In this half hour, we're going to get started with an article from Mother Earth Living. This is the May-June 2019 issue. And this article is about cleaning, organic garden, green and squeaky clean. Cultivate sustainable living from outside to inside as you grow, make, and clean with these safe DIY household supplies. When I started to keep house with my husband, I wanted everything to be clean. What I didn't realize was that my continuous use of so many commercial cleaning products was doing as much harm as good around my home. Since my grandmother's day, when all you needed to keep the house spotless was soap, water, and time to scrub, many chemicals have been introduced into our cleaning supplies to save time. We spray chemical-laden disinfectants on countertops to quickly and efficiently kill every microscopic thing that might be alive. But there's a dirty secret about cleaning. Soap and water is, and always has been, enough to prevent illness. The need for disinfection hasn't risen out of an epidemic, but instead is the result of a simple change in marketing. Studies continue to show that soap, water, and a little elbow grease will remove almost all the dirt, grime, germs, and contamination from surfaces throughout our homes. And for those of us who feel more comfortable with the idea of disinfection, there are natural options. Vinegar, for example, will take down most any nasty microbe, but it does leave an odor and isn't for everyone. Adding essential oils to homemade solutions has become popular, and some oils are certainly an option for your homemade cleaning arsenal. Many essential oils are aromatic, effective cleansers. Being ever the grow-my-own type, however, I wondered what plants I might cultivate that would also help me clean the house. Unfortunately, I can't grow a plant that will physically stroll in and clean up, so there goes my million-dollar idea. On the plus side, I came up with a list of effective plants you might like to try growing and harvesting for homemade disinfectant solutions. When using herbs for cleaning, you'll make use of a less concentrated form of their chemicals than their essential oil preparations. Fresh and dried herbs are often the easiest to use as a tea in cleaning supplies, but you can also use either form for their abrasive qualities in any job that requires scrubbing. With a little bit of garden space, time, and care, you can both clean your house and keep everyone who lives there safe from a cleaning cupboard laden with chemicals. Get started with the following five plants and recipes. Number one, yucca glauca. Part used for cleaning, root, propagation, division of rhizomes. Where to plant? Full sun. A common name for this plant is soapweed yucca because it has a long history of being used for the saponins its roots contain. Not only do these roots produce slippery soap bubbles, but the plant also has some antibacterial traits. When harvested fresh, you can create soap by pounding the roots on a hard surface with a rock until they begin to create suds. To use dried roots, add 1/4 tablespoon cut and sifted root to a quart of water and bring to a boil. Allow to simmer until suds form and the resulting soap reaches your desired thickness. Yucca is actually pretty easy to grow, even though it looks like a desert dweller. It's hardy in zones 4 to 10, quite frost tolerant, successful in a variety of soils, and doesn't require a lot of water to keep going. Number 2, pine. Pinus. Part used for cleaning, needles, and sap. Propagation, nursery stock or seed. Where to plant? Full sun to part shade. The needles on a pine tree are visible all winter long, which means we can collect them year-round. While pine has a number of amazing qualities for both internal and external personal care, it also shines as a cleaning agent. Turpentine, made from the sap of pine trees, is added to cleaning supplies for its antiseptic qualities. The needles also carry these qualities and are much easier to work with. To grow a pine tree, it's best to purchase a sapling. Growing from seed is possible, but it can be unpredictable and takes much longer. Plant your tree in full sun to partial shade in spring or late fall, and avoid any area that's overly wet. Pine trees aren't very picky about soil type, but they don't like wet feet. Many pine trees grow in zones 3 to 7. Number 3, sage, Salvia officinalis. Part used for cleaning, leaves. Propagation, seed, cutting, nursery stock. Where to plant? Full sun. Sage is antiseptic, antifungal, and antibacterial. In laboratory tests, sage has been shown effective against E. coli and Salmonella, two of the most feared kitchen menaces. It's also well known as an herb used in smoke cleansing sticks or smudge sticks. While smudge sticks primarily serve ceremonial purposes for certain cultures, there are ways to respectfully incorporate burning sage into your home lifestyle. You can read more at www.motherearthliving.com/smoke-cleansing-sticks. Burning sage in your home may also cleanse the air of bacteria, in addition to its traditional use of banishing negative energy. Sage is very easy to grow. It's cold hardy in zones 4 to 8, only requiring a bit of care and extra mulching in the colder climates to ensure its return. Sage isn't too picky about soils, but doesn't tolerate wet feet. Be sure to plant in a well-drained area, excuse me, and you can pick throughout the growing season for cleaning supplies. Number 4, thyme. Thymus vulgaris. Part used for cleaning, leaves. Propagation, seed, cutting, and nursery stock. Where to plant? Full sun. There are many varieties of thyme that can be grown for the purpose of cleaning supplies. They're hardy anywhere between zones 2 and 10, but the most common types are hardy from zones 5 to 9. Thyme is a creeper and doesn't get very tall. It'll do best in slightly alkaline soil. This is a perfect plant for rock gardens as the stones underneath the plants prevent leaf rot and ensure good drainage. Harvest this antifungal and antibacterial plant throughout the growing season by clipping all the green growth just beyond any woody stems. Number 5, rosemary, Rosmarinus officinalis. Part used for cleaning, leaves. Propagation, seeds, cutting, or nursery stock. Where to plant? Full sun. Rosemary is another important antibacterial herb. With its Mediterranean roots, it likes well-drained soil. I admit to never successfully keeping a rosemary plant alive indoors, but I've had great success outside. My oldest plant lived in our unheated greenhouse for years until a particularly harsh winter took its toll. Rosemary is fairly tender, so if you want to get it through the winter outdoors, you'll need to be in zones 7 to 10. I've heard of folks who live in colder areas getting rosemary through the winter with a sheltered spot and lots of mulch, but don't count on it. If you're using rosemary for a cleaner, you can cut the growth tips at any time during the growing season. Choose the green stems, not the woody ones, to let the plant continue to grow between cuttings. Here's a recipe, homemade pine cleaner. This simple recipe will make your floors and furniture shine. This tea can be stored for 2 to 3 weeks. Here are the ingredients. 4 cups of distilled water, 1/2 cup of fresh picked pine needles, 1 tablespoon of yucca liquid soap, 10 to 15 drops of pine essential oil, optional. Number 1, bring water to a boil and pour over pine needles in a heat-proof bowl. Cover and set aside. 2, when the pine tea has cooled, strain and return to the bowl. Compost your needles after straining them out. 3, add yucca liquid soap to your strained tea, which is what we already talked about when they introduced the yucca. Stir. 4, add essential oils if you would like more scent. 5, pour into a spray bottle for use. Here's another recipe for counter wipes. Keep these handy for disinfecting after you've washed down your counters in the kitchen. If you wash the cloths after each use instead of returning them directly to the soaking jar, you'll only need to change out the liquid recipe once every week or two. 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme leaves, 1 cup of distilled water, 1 ounce of Castile soap, 7 to 9 drops of essential oil, optional, a pint jar, 2 to 3 6 by 6 inch squares of cotton fabric. Number one, brew a strong thyme tea by combining thyme leaves with boiling distilled water. Cover and allow tea to completely cool. Strain, then compost strained thyme leaves. Two, to the strained tea, add castile soap and any essential oil you wish. Three, pour tea mix into a pint jar. Four, fold fabric squares and immerse them in the tea. Five, add a lid to the jar and store on the counter until needed. One more recipe, bathroom sink scrub. This scrub is lightly abrasive and safe for most surfaces, but be careful with delicate sink material. With these ingredient amounts, you can clean about 4 average-sized sinks. Make this scrub as you need it, but any excess can be stored in the cleaning closet for up to 2 weeks. Add more vinegar to reanimate it if it dries out. 1 tablespoon of coarsely ground fresh sage. 1 tablespoon of coarsely ground fresh rosemary. 2 tablespoons of cream of tartar and 2 tablespoons of vinegar. 1. Mix coarsely ground herbs and cream of tartar together in a small bowl. 2. Stir in the vinegar to make a paste. 3. With a clean cloth, rub about 1 tablespoon of the scrub into the surface of the sink to create a light film and then rinse with clean water. Note, if you want to avoid any leftover paste, make the powdered mix in step 1 and add just enough fresh vinegar each time just for the cleaning task at hand. Consider this, keeping clean and staying healthy. Disinfecting our homes comes with a cost. More and more studies are showing the damaging effects harmful chemicals and cleaning supplies have on our health. Some products, such as furniture polish, chlorine bleach, and even air fresheners, contain toxic substances, notably volatile organic compounds, VOCs, gases that are released into the air and can cause irritation, headaches, difficulty breathing, or cancer. Other cleaners may also cause chemical burns upon contact or inhalation. To avoid these chemicals altogether, make your own natural cleaning products such as those highlighted as we've discussed, and never underestimate the power of soap and warm water. If you do choose to buy cleaning products, pay attention to the labels. Choose brands that contain little or no VOCs, flammables, strong fragrances, or other irritating ingredients. Research your current products online at trusted sites such as the Environmental Working Group, www.ewg.org. To avoid harmful fumes, keep whatever area you're cleaning well ventilated. Dawn Combs is an ethnobotanist and herbalist. She is the formulator of Mockingbird Meadows and chief soda jerk at her family's unique storefront apothecary, Soda Farm. She's also the author of Sweet Remedies, Healing Herbal Honeys, Heal Local, and Conceiving Healthy Babies. There's one little store here. Sweet Remedies, Heal with Herbal Honeys. Taking medicine just got a whole lot sweeter. Honey is well known for its healing properties. When infused with the additional benefits of medicinal herbs and fruits, it becomes a tasty way to turn natural remedies that can taste unpleasant into a treat. Author Dawn Combs makes these traditional herbal honeys called electuaries and has created her own formulations for addressing a variety of common health ailments. With Sweet Remedies, readers will learn her methods for making electuaries in their home kitchens using recipes that range from ache ease and sleep well to heartful and calcium for kids, along with instructions for making simple honey infusions and oxymels, combinations of herbs, honey, and vinegar. Additional recipes offer creative ways to get a daily dose of healing by using herbal honeys in no-bake cookies, smoothies, cocktails, candles, and so much more. The title's available at MotherEarthLiving.com. Let's switch publications at this point and do another Mother Earth Living. This is from the July-August 2019 issue. And the first article I was going to read was called Stress Relieving Sound Therapy. This self-care technique that applies sound and vibration to acupuncture points can help you relax, relieve stress, and have a profound impact on your well-being. On a walk through our 35-acre property, you'll hear and see chimes, bells, and gongs. We've surrounded ourselves with nature and music. And when we founded the Acutonics Institute of Integrative Medicine, acutonics.com, we never imagined that our model for the direct application of sound vibration in all aspects of life would relocate from Seattle, Washington, to the mountains of rural northern New Mexico to better carry out that mission. Since 1995, we've been involved in the development and teaching of an integrated curriculum that trains people in the applied use of specific sound vibrations to acupuncture points, trigger points, and points of pain. Our approach to working with sound is rooted in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, psychology, Western and Eastern sciences, music, and the arts. And the sounds that we work with are calculated from the universe around us. We train others to apply tuning forks, planetary gongs, hand chimes, and Tibetan singing bowls in healthcare, from clinical settings to their own homes. This practice, called acutonics, has broad appeal because of its interdisciplinary nature, easy access, and people's love for sound and music. Acutonics can be used in the comfort of your own home to reduce the symptoms associated with stress, such as poor sleep, anxiety, frustration, and anger. And it demonstrates tremendous promise in the treatment of pain as part of an integrative, holistic healthcare model. Music and medicine. The historic use of music and rhythm in conjunction with healing transcends any one culture. References to the power of sound to elicit a physical response trace back to ancient Egypt, Assyria, and Greece. In the earliest Japanese and Chinese creation stories, as well as ancient Hindu scripture, sound was the energy that created the universe. Both Plato and Aristotle believed in the power of music to heal, and that healing the psyche through music would also heal the body. Drums, which many indigenous cultures liken to the heartbeat of the earth, have been used for thousands of years to help break up stagnation in a person's spirit or mind, or to help root energy in the body. In Aboriginal Australian culture, the didgeridoo is played to help both musician and listener feel grounded and connected within their physical bodies, and to reawaken their conscious minds. Today, there's a growing interest in the physiological and psychological impact of health in healthcare. Of music in healthcare. Studies from the early 1900s to the present have shown that music helps alleviate some pain and anxiety associated with surgery, decreases dental patients' need for pharmacological anesthesia, and provides other immunomodulatory effects in those experiencing medical stress. Sound and stress. As our practitioners have begun prescribing tools to their clients for use at home, there has been a particular focus on the potential these tools hold to combat stress. Sound, as it turns out, is deeply effective for stress reduction. Small amounts of stress, such as those which inspire us to take positive action, may help us to build resilience to common life changes. However, high conflict, loss, prolonged challenges, and natural disasters are serious stressors that can impact a person's well-being. Symptoms of stress can be obvious, manifesting as palpitations, shortness of breath, panic attacks, fatigue, insomnia, nervousness, irritability, or headaches. Or the stress may aggravate or trigger pre-existing conditions such as migraines and sciatic pain. A 2012 study identified chronic stress as the key factor in glucocorticoid receptor resistance, GCR. If glucocorticoid regulation fails, the inflammatory response increases and there's greater risk of disease. With all this in mind, it's critical that we learn techniques to address and treat stress. At our institute, we studied nurses from a level 1 trauma hospital and a large regional military hospital and medical center, all of whom were experiencing stress or compassion fatigue. We taught participants a basic acupoint protocol and instructed them on how to apply tuning forks to specific acupuncture points. They practiced twice per week for a minimum of 15 minutes each session. At the conclusion of the study, 100% of participants reported reduction in anxiety. 71% spoke of feeling more centered, grounded, and having an increased ability to focus. 86% reported reduced anger or frustration, and 43% spoke of the immediacy of the observed changes. Self-care with sound. We quickly realized that the applied use of sound could include the development of self-care strategies. A Tibetan singing bowl or hand chime can be sounded to open and close a meditation or yoga practice. Or with a simple pair of tuning forks, those at home can practice our curriculum for themselves. As you work with and explore the use of sound, we recommend starting with the Om frequency, which is approximately a C sharp and has a soothing, grounding quality. To begin your self-care session, focus your intention on reconnecting to and aligning with the natural world and finding peace. Activate the Om tuning forks, hold them a few inches from your ears, and listen. Once the tuning forks stop vibrating, activate them again and follow the points listed below in progression. If you don't have sound tools, you can find a quiet place, play soothing music, and gently massage these acupressure points. We selected these acupressure points for their efficacy in reducing stress. Each point is listed by a translation of its common Chinese name and then by its Western numerical location along its corresponding meridian. These names are made of characters that tell a visual story and provide a deeper metaphorical explanation of the point and its usefulness. Number 1, Gushing Spring, Kidney 1. Located in the heart of the foot sole when foot is bent and toes are curled. This point is used to bring energy down, to reduce hyperconditions, and to root and ground yourself. It can aid sleep and help you come back to your center. Use this point to begin and end your session. Contraindicated during pregnancy. Number 2, Leg 3 Li, Stomach 36. Located 3 inches below the knee on the outer side of the leg and a finger's breadth off the shin bone. This point is also known as the lower C of Qi and helps to restore and move energy forward, especially when you're feeling stuck. It also supports the immune system. Contraindicated during pregnancy. Number 3, Inner Pass, Pericardium 6. Located between forearm sinews, 2 inches from the crease on the underside of the wrist. This point is used to open the gate to the inner self and the gate to the heart of unconditional love. It's helpful for anxiety, depression, and insomnia, as well as motion sickness. The following points are referred to as the three treasures in our powerful acupuncture points. They can be used to deepen your connection to the natural world. They may help you to return to your center, a place of promise, home, and hope, so you can remember how it feels to live in balance, health, and harmony. They also help create a feeling of coherence that results in reduced stress. Apply the Om forks to each point sequentially. Number 4, Origins Pass, Ren 4. Located about a palm's width below the navel. In TCM, this is the site known as the Life Gate Fire, and it helps to energize the entire system towards center and balance energies within the body. Contraindicated during pregnancy. Number 5, 100 Convergences, Du 20. Located at the top of the head in the depression that's in line with the apex of the ear. This point is also known as the crown chakra and is a powerful spiritual resource point. In TCM, it connects the microcosmos of the body with the macrocosmos of the universe. Number 6, Original Child, Chest Center, Ren 17. Located in the center of the chest, level with the fourth rib, this palace of the heart opens energy, releases frustration, and allows for synchronization of the heart and lung rhythms. It's an excellent point to calm and to reduce the anxieties that are a result of past traumas. More than 20 years after teaching our first class in Acutronics, we're witnessing significant shifts in our patients' health. Acutronics has spread from New Mexico into a global community of practitioners and teachers with a rich and constantly growing creative curriculum. We hope you apply these simple techniques and find your own physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being enriched. Psychologist Ellen F. Franklin, Ph.D., and acupuncturist Donna Carey co-founded the Acutonics Institute of Integrative Medicine. Together, they authored Acutonics, From Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. Franklin and Carey can respectively be reached at ellen@acutonics.com and donna@acutonics.com. There's a little inset article here. The efficacy of acupuncture points. While studies behind the science of acupuncture are still catching up, those treated by the traditional Chinese medicine, TCM practice, have benefited from its efficacy for more than 2,000 years. The medical art is based on the idea of energy channels called meridians that run in patterns through the body, with each pattern defined by pairs of major internal organs thought to regulate energy flow. Acupuncture points follow these meridians when an acupuncturist determines where in the body the energy, or qi, is blocked. They use needles to reestablish the proper flow of qi, stimulate the body's natural ability to heal, and promote well-being. Acupuncture is widely practiced in Asia as well as throughout Europe and is rapidly gaining popularity as a complementary approach to health in the United States. One 2013 controlled study of 755 patients with moderate to severe depression showed that those who received acupuncture or counseling alongside the care of their general practitioners exhibited more improvement than those patients who received their usual care alone. A 2014 study that measured heart rate variability, a marker of stress, in hypertensive patients found that acupuncture reduced signs of stress both during treatment and over time. And a 2017 overview of a self-help method called Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, which combines the practice of exposure and cognitive therapies with the stimulation of acupuncture points, had marked success in treating pain, anxiety, depression, and even post-traumatic stress disorder in military personnel. Julie Bear Don't Walk, a licensed acupuncturist, says that the most important thing to know is that bodies are wise. They want to be balanced, efficient, and healthy. Herbs and acupuncture just remind the body how to accomplish that. Find the acupuncturist for you by investigating your local community or visit a site such as http://bit.ly/2DYQCGT. And that is about all the time we have today. You have been listening to another Natural News. I'm Kim McCurdy. Let's keep it natural, as always. Thanks for listening.